Welcome to our August Parks and Recreation Centerville City meeting. Great to be here with y'all. Let's go ahead and just for the recording purposes, let's go around the table. We'll do roll call, and then we'll go right into our minutes review and approval from last meeting. So Sean Hall.
Haley Turner, staff.
Clint Warnick.
Tyson Creamer.
Aaron Getz.
Bruce Cox, staff.
Gina Hurst.
Andy Lisley.
Wonderful. So here's our agenda. You can see, so we'll go through the minutes, and then let's start there. So on this next tab, everybody have the chance to review this ahead of time? Aaron, yes. Tyson, yes.
Yes.
Andy. Clint, yes. Okay.
Motion to approve.
Andy motions to approve.
Second.
Tyson seconds. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Okay, so we've got a pretty full agenda today. Three things. So movies in the park. So we've got our last one on for this year on Friday. So looking forward to that. Song Sung Blue, I think, is the movie. So we'll talk a little bit about that, make sure that we're button down already. Then I just want to do a quick 4th of July update. We got a couple of things. I think it turned out really well, and we had some really good successes, I think, from that. So I'm excited to talk about that. And then we will turn the rest of the meeting over to our master plan and making sure that now that we're kind of through that 4th of July stuff, I think we can really devote the rest of this year to getting that hopefully done and into council's hands. Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you.
So it is 7:07. Tiffany Reese is now here. Let's start with movies in the park. So Friday, right now I have three of us signed up for that. Andy, Clint, and myself. I'll be there. Yep. You guys still good to go? What's the activity before that, Haley?
So that is open mic, and that is happening at the Whitaker Museum.
That's cool. I heard Andy's going to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a song.
Yeah, all over that.
Yeah.
Practice and all.
I'll be taking donations.
Yes. That's awesome.
He's doing a duo with you, Sean, though.
Oh.
Have you not been
impromptu?
Well, we have been practicing quite a bit. So, yeah.
And the boots off, so Tyson's dancing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're good.
We got it covered. So nobody else is going to, like, we've got an hour.
I'll just come and cheer.
We've got an hour planned. I hope that works for everybody. So, like, nobody else gets to cheer. That'll be really cool. What time does that start?
That starts at 7.
Okay. And then we need to be there 8:30-ish. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our last one for this year. I think they've gone really well. I think, again, like, that's always a hit with the community, people turn out. Haley, anything you'd like to call out on that?
Zootopia 2 was a huge success. I'm sure anybody who showed that movie had a pretty good turnout this summer, but that was a really good night for us. We had Scales and Tails come prior, and we had over 300 at that movie, so it was a good night. A League of Their Own, it was really awesome to be able to pair that with our 4th of July events. People really enjoyed that evening. It was really fun. And then the Derby prior to showing the Cars movie was a huge success.
I missed that. How did that go?
We had 40 racers.
No way.
And it was really fun. So they got to race their specific car in 12 different times, and they have 56 heats. So they got to race, like, everyone, different combinations.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. And it had, like, the mile per hour. I think our fastest car was like 230 miles per hour.
Really?
Out of that group. So pretty close to the track record, which is, I guess, 244. But it was a really good, it turned out better, I think, than people had anticipated.
So. That's super cool.
Yeah, it was a successful summer, so we're excited to end it off this weekend.
On a high note. Yeah. Literally, right?
My Soprano was
Yeah.
Or is it alto? I forget.
Yeah, one of those two, but yeah.
By the way, I'll be high.
Let's just stick with the high tenor.
I'll try the whole range, yeah.
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 So I think we do need a new microphone. Right, Haley?
100%. Yeah, there's
that was the only thing that I think didn't work.
Yeah. It was
and good. A speaker.
And one speaker.
We have a speaker
down.
That's gone down.
Yeah, I still got a call on that.
Yeah, one speaker was down on the first night, though. The first night.
Yeah, I think we should look at how much that's going to cost to replace it.
Okay. Anything else regarding movies in the park? I think we got that button down, ready to go. So I'll be there at 8:30.
Yep.
And if you could be there, that'd be great.
Oh.
Yeah.
One thing would be nice is, like, we could hit the button in the back and be able to turn it off. Bruce, do you know how to turn the overhead lights on off? Because there's the button on the front to turn it on.
Oh, okay.
But we can't figure out how to turn it off because it was, like, backlighting.
So it would just have to be with the timer.
Is it the timer?
There's a timer.
I saw the timer. I was going to try that, but I thought it was something else.
Yeah. When we installed those lights, it used to be halogen, the kind of like bulbwood lights that have to warm up. And so you could turn them on, but we didn't want anyone to turn them off because if it happened at an event, it'd be 15 minutes in the dark before you could get a big warm back up again and turn back on again. So we have them just shut off automatically whenever we set the timer. 10 o'clock, yeah. The timer would shut them off. But you can since then, we've changed those all out with LEDs, so it's not an issue anymore. Now you can turn them on and off quickly. So maybe we will just change that switch to a regular switch. But yeah, I can show you.
I know where it's at. Okay, yeah, between the two panels.
Yeah, there's just a little timer and it has an on-off thing at the bottom of it.
Is that for the pavilion? Like
the
back?
Yeah, okay. Pavilion.
I don't think I've ever had that problem. Was it just because of the Derby?
Well, we turned it on for the unveiling of the mural.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was helpful.
Yeah, it was really nice for that, yeah.
But we just couldn't turn it off.
How did that go, the unveiling?
I'll let Andy speak about it. It's his deal.
Oh, it's my deal?
Yeah.
Oh, we had the Pack Tax guy present everything.
It was amazing. Yeah.
No, it turned out good.
Yeah, it was good.
The hat's off to you, though, Andy. Overseeing
that entire project.
Andy mounted it up there and it looks amazing. So well done.
It turned out better than what I ever thought. At the event when people were doing their fingerprints on it, I thought that was such a cool thing. Like, people loved it. I thought both of our booths were really, really neat and just like really cute. I had a lot of comments from people saying, "What a cute idea," you know, that type of stuff. So,
well, the Delahunties posted on their Instagram, like, the video of people doing it, so that was kind of cool. Did they ever share that with you to get on the city website?
I don't think I did that one. I did just the backdrop right before the event of that one that they put, I shared on our socials.
So it was cool. They put, like, a protective...
Yeah, well, once we did the unveiling, like, there was several people that came up and were pointing all, like, "There's my thumbprint."
Oh.
So, I mean, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. So speaking of those two things, both the time capsule and the mural. So time capsule, is the ceiling this week then?
No, it was last week, but there wasn't anyone there specifically for that, and we don't have letters from council or the mayor yet.
Okay.
So I wanted to be able for us to be able to collect those before we seal it up.
Sure.
For good. So
do we have kind of a time frame of when you want to do that? Because if you have pictures, by the way, from that event, you saw that kind of shared, feel free to throw them on if you haven't yet, and then I'll just get a thumb drive, and we can toss that in there, too. So.
Yeah, I think by the end of the year, just at the end of basically the 250th year, right?
Okay.
We could do that, or I was going to say, even maybe it could be a September. Isn't that Constitution Month? Yeah. We kind of celebrate the Constitution in September.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe a city council meeting, it could be like a presentation again. That's just one suggestion.
Great idea.
End of year is fine too. But.
Yeah, I just think we want it done before the end of the year, right? But I think that would be great,
Yeah. It'd be fun to include our youth council too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe have them come and do something. Could invite a scout troop to come do the flag ceremony.
Yeah. Who has the time capsule? Do you have it?
I have it.
You have it. Okay.
Finally, it's sat on my kitchen table for many weeks.
It's in a safe spot.
Lucky cool.
For us, you don't need a table. So.
Well, I thought that was really cute. It was fun to, like, we had a lot of kids coming up there writing some stuff, adults as well, you know. So I wish I was going to be alive in 50 years to read some of those notes, because I think it'd be really cool. But yeah, I think that'll be really special at the America 300, I guess it would be, right?
I feel like you could be alive.
Yeah,
I may
come down with my
I'm
walker, right?
You,
yeah.
So.
There you go.
I hope I'm not alive.
So I think, yeah, okay, so the next step, it sounds like September may be a good goal to shoot for, you know, and see if we can do that. But we're waiting on so whenever you feel like
it. I just would like to have that stuff in there. And Gina brought up Youth Council, too. That's something we've talked about, too. So it'd be great to get them involved.
In the meantime, if you have pictures, throw them on that shared drive, and I'll gather everything. Mural, is there anything else, next steps, Andy? I mean, it's already mounted. Anything else we need to do with that?
I think we owe the Del Hunte's and a thank you.
Yes.
And then O'Brien, right? Like we talked about,
O'Brien's
is it
class.
Paul at O'Brien?
No, it was it's one of the sons, stepsons.
Okay.
That did it. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight as well. I know we were kind of kicking around some ideas over email, like maybe gift cards or whatever. But if we can button that down tonight. So what do we have, like a limit as far as what we can spend for like a thank you gift?
I believe.
So like 25?
That's a good question. Yes, and I will find out.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure.
What options do we do? Like a dinner for them? Like a gift card to somewhere nice? Or keep it local and send a bill to support local back?
Maybe it might be nice too, Haley, to maybe invite them to the volunteer appreciation
without
thing.
Without a doubt.
Oh, cool.
And then they could, you could maybe say something, you know, when they do the little blurb about, you guys all get invited, but they'll do a little blurb about parks and recreation and.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
It might be nice to have them come up and.
Without a doubt, that'd be great.
And that's end of year, right?
Yes.
November?
Probably November.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. That'd be a great way to recognize.
It'd be kind of fun to have them come, and then people could also, you know, tell them too if they haven't had a chance.
Yeah. That's a good idea. But I think a gift in addition to, for sure.
Would we present the gift there, or would we do that ahead of time?
Whatever you guys want.
I think we do it sooner.
I agree.
It's
a way.
Get the gift out.
The Del Honey's put a lot of effort into it. Mm.
So what do you guys want? What are some ideas? And then we'll figure out, like, budget-wise. I mean, gift cards is one idea.
Yeah, good dinner and a movie. We have the Megaplex. I'm not sure what restaurant.
Podcast.
Center Point tickets would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
that's also really good. Yeah, probably got better.
They also have. I don't.
We might be able to get those donated too.
I bet they would.
They normally do for stuff like that.
And again, I was going to say the city sometimes gets a few tickets here and there too. So.
My husband
will donate all of ours, but I like to go.
Well,
I've got,
would you like to go
with me? My problem is I have four tickets and two that are always going and two that are sometimes going.
Sometimes going. Yeah, we had to start doing that because I can never fill four seats.
Who's going to reach out to Center Point?
I can do that unless somebody else has a...
I don't have any contacts.
Okay,
I volunteer there. I can reach out too. So either way, yeah. Do you want me to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Yeah, I can take that. Let me write that down because otherwise I will forget.
Dinner and a show.
So we need two for the De La Hunties. How many do we need for, like, just
two?
Two. So we need four total. Okay.
Yeah. I also know that the Snuggle guy is a Centerville resident. Carruthers. And so, I think if you support him, it's not, you know, you're supporting Centerville, but also.
Right. No, so. I think that's nice. I feel like he's been really generous too. He's donated ice cream a few times.
To Snuggle.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Just a reminder that it's the local.
Sorry, Mike, guys.
Hey.
Welcome.
T. Tiffany, do you feel comfortable reaching out to him then to see if he's willing to?
Yeah, remind me his first name. I know it sounds Tyler better.
Brandon Crothers.
Brandon, okay.
And what is it again? I was
Snowco. Brandon Crothers, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's great. So I'll do that this week.
Do we want to invite him to the next meeting so we could present it to him, say thank you,
yeah,
and do a quick 10 minutes and be done?
That's a great way to do it.
Because, I mean, it'd be nice that the whole committee is like, thank you. Instead of me just showing up, hi, my soprano voice, here you go.
Yeah.
Is that like serenade up here, or like a city council?
I'll do a music round.
Yeah, I think it would be cool at city council.
City council.
To acknowledge it. Right. And
well, that would be cool, too, because then we could, and if you guys were there, we could get a picture with everybody.
Yeah.
That would be nice to document and maybe put in the time capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
And then it's cool because that picture and the mural goes in the minutes, kind of a thing.
Yep. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That is a good idea.
Good idea. Well, and I was going to say, I do think several members of city council are aware of what happened, and they have just mentioned to me in passing that they thought that was really cool. So it would be nice for them to get a chance to tell.
And then, Tyson, you can ask them for letters.
Yeah.
At that.
Just a reminder.
And we'll give you those letters.
Shake down.
Who do we contact to get on the agenda for that so we know to all attend?
I can ask.
Haley will help us.
Yeah. And I'll probably ask the Del Hunties too, just to make sure they're around.
Yeah,
O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
How much would you guys want from Snowco?
Enough for two desserts, I don't know.
10,
for their date.
20?
20. 20, 20. 20, 20.
Great. Perfect. 25, yeah. I got it. Putting myself a little reminder here so that I'd ask. Thanks.
I mean, I know the manager of Chili, like, to ask her.
So I've got, so I'll reach out to Centerpoint. Tiffany, you're working on Snowgrove. You said you're Andy Chili's, is that?
Yeah, I'll work on Chili's.
And then Haley, you're working on City Council.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Great. I love that plan. Anything else talking about mural, time capsule, or like thanking those that helped us with both? Good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's ready for master plan stuff?
I just had a question for next year. With fourth being on the Sunday, when are we doing the celebration? Do you guys have a date yet? Are you doing the Monday?
I believe it's the Saturday, but I don't directly quote me on that because ultimately, city council does determine the dates. But I think that's what the idea is. Is that Saturday? Everything would be on that Saturday.
For
the 4th of July celebration.
On the 3rd? Yeah.
Something is doing Friday or something. Ours is also on the Saturday.
So kind of similar to this year? Would it be kind of similar to this year?
I would think
just
so.
Just would be on the 3rd, not
the 2nd,
the
3rd,
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe something
fun. So like everything on that Saturday, and then if we wanted to pair our event, moving the park Friday the night, we can.
Is there any news on our neighbors next door to acquiring more property so we can earmark it out of our committee before somebody else earmarks it?
Who are we talking about?
Right next door.
The
Randall?
The other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Place that
yeah, I don't know.
Passed away.
Yeah, he did pass away. I don't know what property.
No, Trails really wants to do a pump course there. It's That's what I hear a lot.
With a bulk
well,
loss.
The city just got a grant to plan a pump track of sorts, some kind of bike. The location to be determined, but they did get some funding to at least look at a plan for it. Not funding to construct it.
Do we have like an idea of how many square feet would be the ideal one so we can start?
They can do them. They showed us. Well, Bruce, go ahead and. I don't know why I'm talking. Bruce knows, right?
So, American Rams Company has built about 10 in Utah, and they can size it to the property. They've done some that's smaller than, you know, just a fifth of an acre. They can do a pump track, and they've done some really big ones. They can do it between. $300,000 up over $1 million, you know, depending on how much you want to add with skate park features, and they have jump lines, the ones that at Midway Park, Bluffdale, Farmington City's got their conceptual plan all in place and starting to build.
Where's Farmington putting this? Do you know? You might have said
the North Cottonwood Commons Park is out west of the Farmington Station.
Huge playground that's
huge,
brand new.
Huge park. There's lots of multi-unit dwellings all around.
Yes.
So they're building a big park out there. I'm thinking something an acre or less, and I would think mainly a pump track, and if they can put other features in with it too, it won't be as what I'm envisioning is not like a jump line and as big a skate park feature as just a pump track with some whatever else that we can afford and fit into a half acre, three quarters of an acre to an acre piece of land. Mm-hmm. Those are the places I've seen where it could go are about that size. $40,000 just for a planning design grant that wasn't matching. It's just from the state of Utah Outdoor Recreation has given us $40,000 to spend on designing it, and in-house ESI engineering will be heading that up, and they'll be working with maybe American Rams. They were going to kind of check around to see, but they seem to be the front runner in experience. And
was that grant like very specific to like the pump track, or if we put the pump track in a park that we kind of want to revitalize, would that like expand to that, or are they very narrow on the grant restrictions?
Grant's not connected to location at all. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the grant is specific to design.
Yeah, and design. It's just specific to the pump track, not anything else surrounding it.
So the name of the grant was Bike Park Pump Track.
Okay.
So yeah, so very specific. So they are they are expecting us to come up with plans and a design for a bike park pump track. There is some leniency in how you design that, but that's the idea.
Does the grant money expire?
I think you have 2 years to finish the project. Like I say, that they want to make sure it's a reimbursement grant. So you do it all and then turn in your receipts and they reimburse you for it. But there's no match, which is great too. Actually, when it's all said and done, it doesn't cost the city anything to do the design and plan. It's design, planning, rough engineering, so they get cost estimates, and then you use that to then apply for a construction grant, which is a matching grant with the outdoor recreation, that if we were fortunate to get it, it would pay for half the cost of building it.
Mm. So we just did one last year. We went with Omega Ramp.
Okay.
They're really good to work with, too.
They
were a lot cheaper than American Ramp.
I've been in talking with Kevin Campbell from ESI Engineering, and I know our Islandview Park was designed by G. Brown Design, and they just did a big park design that included a bike park in South Jordan that was G. Brown Design. And what I don't know is they subcontracted with American Rams to do bike park design things, or if they actually had the in-house people design. But anyway,
that's cool. That's a cool grant. That's awesome that you're.
Let's give that to Kevin, because that's kind of was the next step. Do we send out an RFP, or do we want to just pick a company we know does really, you know, good quality stuff, or so it might be that's another one that can save us some money.
Might as well get a couple of kids, right?
Yeah.
How big was your guys'?
So we took like part of our skate park and then did the ramps all the way kind of around the skate park. So
it's kind of too far.
But we already had the skate park in place, but yeah, they adjusted some of it because some of the areas were kind of dangerous. But.
On the timeline though, I would hope that we could get the design all done before the end of the year and then come first thing in the January, February, I could use that to then apply for the grant that they have a deadline on the 1st of May.
And
so
prioritize that
by summertime, it could be awarded and start working by this time next year. We could break ground on something if at all, you know, everything kind of plays right.
Do they have an idea?
There's ideas. I suggested city council possibly this property, but there's some opposition to that. And so the second choice is the wetlands southwest corner of the community park. Is an unused area, and it's a little over 3/4 of an acre down there.
Yeah.
And we do have money to put in new restrooms down there this year, which would be great for both the green greenway trail that's going to run past the park right there, and what we would add another facility, have some restrooms there that already we need them for the little kids soccer or something, the soccer that uses those expansion fields that are right there, and everything else we do at the park. But there's already a need for it, adding a couple more uses.
Are you worried about parking?
That's my biggest
thing. That park is heavily, heavily used. That's my only worry. The opposition to right here is there's some concern that this remain a family reunion and sort of a more passive park.
There's no designation on the passive park in any
stuff. It's not me.
But
there's no park that's passive. They should be used. That's what they're there for.
I looked through the city documents and I was like, where is there a designation that a park has to be a passive park?
Well, and this would be an addition to what's
already nothing but a bunch of houses right over there.
Yeah, the commons.
Yeah. That's pretty passive. There's a family reunion place for you, right?
We wouldn't take away anything from, if it's a certain way that people like it, all that stays.
Right.
This would just be next door to it would be something fun and usable.
I bet you'd
add
a lot of parking.
My opinion is a family reunion is also, like, you need some things to do too, right? Like, and not that you don't want some grass to just do their own family games, but yeah, I think this could draw. You know.
What a boring family park.
I'd probably go over to community park and book a family reunion just because you could do pickleball or, you know, like
there's a lot of.
But I'll let council hammer that out. That is my first choice.
Yeah, he's like, he's got
I just don't want to slow it down because of not.
I know. I'll jump on board because it'll be like the pickleball court.
Yeah,
I'll just say.
Drag it out for 5 years because I can't decide where to put it.
Hardest thing is. That park's gotten to the point where it's like you can't stick more stuff there because there's already so much there.
Mm-hmm. One, to your point though,
the community.
It's being used in a great way, but I want this one to get used too.
Yeah. But my guess would be half of the users would not be driving, so it is a use that will add some
good point.
Some parking
That's
that would need
point.
It, but hopefully. A good percentage of the users are riding their wheeled scooters or bikes, but there's still going to be people that's, you know, that's a couple miles away. I'm going to load up and go over there. But
I think you brought up a good point too, that it's important to have parks within walking and riding distance of every child in the community. So if everything's over at community park, that is fantastic for me because I live close.
Me too.
But it is not great for the kid that lives up there.
Right.
So that's. Yeah. You know, we want the kids to be able to get to a park.
One of the points that got brought up that I think speaks to putting something like this there is that the numbers of children in this part of the town are dwindling. They're talking about closing either Centerville Elementary or J. Taylor because of the numbers of kids. Something like this is going to draw families that want to buy a house with kids. You know,
in
houses are going to be in demand that have, if you're looking for a place for your family to
parks that's got a
the demographic subject of the street right here, there's more apartments. More single family.
Where you sort of need more things like that, right? Like those are the kids that don't have a yard to play in. Bruce had some fabulous ideas if we were able to ever secure that Randall property to kind of make it like an old fashioned gas station feel. And I kind of have in mind like the Disneyland cars, like what you were describing. I was like, it would kind of be fun to have it.
So I drove by today and there were two gentlemen out there pointing around different things, and I was like, city people or
I'm not invited to the I thought maybe there are closed session meetings that the city council go to where they talk about sell property and things like that. I'm not in those, but Brian did tell me that they approved to have it appraised, have the land appraised. So maybe which is the first step in then making that offer everything. So that's all I know.
I will say the only, well, there's many advantages, but an advantage to having a bike park here is it is closer to getting up to trails. And a pump track, the whole purpose is it's your first experience on a mountain bike and in experiencing that lifting and unlifting. Mm-hmm. And so in that regard, it's a little closer to where you're going to then graduate to.
That's a good
point. It's kind of appealing that way, but also with the greenway coming through at community, it's appealing there too.
Where did the trails committee want
to? Sounds like it's like an all in favor. Let's just do it.
It probably fits Parks Committee better than the trails, but they're excited about it.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be a good one to work together with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think with the collaboration there.
I kind of like that. And yeah. First, what's the size acreage of all of that?
1 acre.
All of Smith, all of Randall, and
Port Randall had a half acre, and Ron Randall had a half acre.
Okay.
But the city.
But the
city property, there's wiggle room where we have. By around our pump house, we could add more, where we just have open space that's not being used that we could add to that. Even the park sites just got kind of some wilder landscaping that needs to be redone along the borders that could all be incorporated in. And I think you'd see it as a bigger area once it got all cleared out and improved. But it's 1 acre total.
And we have talked about the east side of Smith Park, where nobody knows the city owns too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there's parking over there, though, right? Like, there is,
but like, it's undeveloped, so we could be an option to develop it.
Because
it does lead up to a trail through. I mean, it shows on Google Maps.
Oh, there is a trail there.
Fort Canyon Trail.
Uh-huh. See, and I was going to say that's also a park I'd look at and say smooth the way that it's currently developed would be a great park for. Well, I was looking like more for like pathways for walking routes for.
And there are
generations of people that may live that direction.
Hills Park also has a large open area that hasn't been. The conceptual plans showed putting some more courts and things up there, but they haven't been built as open grass spaces that could be developed there. Yeah.
It is.
And that's a drawback, is that it wouldn't be as used or visible as either of these other locations we talked about. Whereas there's lots of neighborhood kids, like say with an elementary school, every kid's going to know about it.
Yeah.
I'd love a tennis court up at
Reading
Freedom
Elementary.
Hill
those kids, they'd be right there after school. they went to a park,
All the kids that go to like junior high and they're riding their bikes home. Yeah. Mine would do that for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is a great conversation, and like this master plan is kind of timely, right? Like as we talked about the synergy that we can have with trails.
Yeah.
We can bake this into the master plan. What I don't want to do, I mean, I don't want to sit here and read this tonight, right? Like, this is I forget how long this is, but it's a long document. And everything in red, so you all saw my email. Everything is red, and red is what Claude came back with. So it took what we wrote and enhanced it quite a bit. So I think we had some really good structure, really good bones in there. My invitation is over the next month, we all go through this. Now, it sounds like a couple, like Tyson, you had a couple comments already, and I'd love to jot those down. Andy, it sounds like you probably do as well. I'd love to jot those down now just so we can capture those. But if we could take between now and our next meeting to read this, because I feel like this gets us closer to where we were. And then let's try and get this thing buttoned down within the next couple of months, where we feel comfortable enough to say, hey, we want to get this in front of maybe council or whatever the next steps are, right? So, so Tyson, right off the bat, what were some things that?
So mine was inside one of it. It talked about.
I'll just put like comments.
Reporting to the city council on a monthly basis for the progress of the plan, which is excessive and will never happen. So realistically, I'm looking at like a semi-annual at best, or annual, just like, hey, annual update. Here's where the Parks and Recs team is at. If city council wants it quarterly, it'd be a much smaller report. But
which should probably be best incorporated into a work session, and I might go as far as to state that in that document, just as an expectation of, I don't know, what do you think, Brian? I think holding council accountable to that is important.
Yeah, I think there's a disconnect sometimes with between council and commissions and committees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there needs to be more.
I agree.
Accountability.
Yeah.
Definitely, I would say that we'd want something a couple of months before we start talking about budget, because obviously there may be some requests or things that they might have. So at least I would think semi-annual would be, or quarterly.
It would be nice, but I bet if you get it annually, it'll be just
a work session annual. But I think a report to the council would be not be such a bad thing to have. Somebody to come in to the council and just report, like we have, some
similar
of our,
to what the sewer district does or the rec district.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
So we say one session at the work session once per year, and then one in front of council to do a report.
Yeah,
that kind of works out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like theater does that, and some of the other and the rec center, yeah, they all kind of do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It would help everybody kind of see where everybody's at and put a face to it.
I think it also kind of keeps that, I hate to say this, but we have to run that RAP tax every 10 years, and you need community support for that to get it passed. And the synergy that this committee creates by continuing to plan for amenities helps people to remember. Plus, occasionally, Brian and I will get hit up with, well, why are you paying for parks and amenities? Well, we are because the citizens voted for it, frankly, and it's restricted money to that. And it's been, and you say that and people go, oh, yeah, that's right.
So that when I presented, I needed the city council to approve the mayor signing the grant. And one of the questions that came up from one of the council members was, you know, should we really be spending money on a pump track, you know, when we have so many other needs in the city? And I mentioned that, this would be RAP tax money. And this, we just paid the last payment on a bond that we did for Island Park resident, which is close to $400,000. $400,000 matching a grant would be $800,000 pump track that wouldn't have to change any of the budget at all if we just, instead of paying the payment that we did last this year to the bond, we just put it towards an improvement in one of our parks, and doesn't have to change anything else. You add a little bit to that if you wanted a bigger or whatever. But anyway, right there's your match that doesn't change anything else. And it has to be spent on parks, recreation, and improvements.
Like, and I imagine, like, once we go through all this and we have like our list of, here's the 10 things that we're going to be buying over the next couple of years, or at least proposing. Mm-hmm. We would meet with that would be part of that meeting and say, here's a list of our priorities, mm-hmm. and saying these, this is how we can budget, looking at over the cost of the next 10 years, how much we'll be able to get in, and say, this is how we can afford all these projects in a way that doesn't, we're not adding to the tax base. We're just saying this is how we want to utilize the RAMP tax.
Yeah.
RAMP tax.
Yeah.
So then the other question I would have is that as we discuss this and we look like we're pushing forward pretty hardcore on the pump track, if we look at the top three things the community has asked for, that doesn't fall in that list of three.
Yeah.
We might want to
What is that? Remind me.
Right now, it's pickleball is number one, which has been built. Water feature is number two, and a dog park was number three.
Yeah, we could do water feature. That's new. Mm-hmm. Could work, like, put that in a plan, is what I'm saying. Get the plan rolling.
I think, though, there needs to be sometimes flexibility for, like, funding sources, because it's different for like, a water feature, but like, if you have something that's going to match a grant, like, that can help. Yeah. We can get a lot more, but still maybe do those other things, too.
Yeah. No, I agree with that as well.
That pocket park would be a great one for the dog park.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot, yeah.
Don't mind the flies, only here in August. Sorry, I live by the farm.
Maybe I need to.
I'm well versed in the flies.
So I'm just going to put that down, Tyson. So I think that's a good call out, just from the sense that, like, even though...
But it is a top requested priority, is a pump course, especially for young children.
I was going to say,
that's number four on the list of top requested.
It just didn't make the list in the writing.
But maybe you need to put somewhere in this master plan that, hey, we need to kind of watch what, like,
opportunity.
There was an opportunity that Bruce saw and he went and grabbed it, and we want to be supportive of being flexible enough that we can jump over here.
I like that.
I agree.
And, you know, get that opportunity, because Bruce is really good at that. He's done that multiple times and helped us to get really fabulous amenities.
I think we keep it broad.
Work to identify matching grants that will help enhance city parks as they come.
Yeah. I mean, when you're doubling your buying power, the community might go, oh, yeah, we'll take the pump track now since we could get the funding for it.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think we identify the needs for every park and then leave that open in the master plan, so if the opportunity comes along, we already have this envisioned. It's just not a top priority.
Also, it's always wondering how many people put their priorities in, and then maybe priorities change even in a year, you know? I mean, maybe their kids and their
neighboring cities might build things that may replace the need for it here.
That's true.
Yeah, it wasn't until the city built a splash pad that anybody decided, oh, we want a splash pad.
Sometimes
people don't
know
what the options are.
But technically, Farmington is putting in a pump track, but my comment in the city council meeting was, well, that's great, but our kids live here, and if you want them to access it by bike, it's too far to go to Farmington for little ones.
Right, I agree. Yep, Farmington's huge. They have a lot of kids that live there too.
Yeah.
Right. That's the way I look at it.
I do think we can utilize
our own.
But I agree, like, maybe if somebody does have something unique that's still close by. But in this particular case, I was like,
slides, throw them at the top of the park, turn the speakers on from noon to two every day, get you comfortable, splash pad done. I'm creative.
It is the problem.
The dog park's super difficult, is it? Is the designation the hardest part of that dog park? If people want that.
Maintenance.
Well, getting the city council to take the hard decision of where we're going to put this, whose neighborhood, where we put this in.
Yeah.
But then, so I know other cities have even just contracted it out. North Salt Lake and Woods Cross went together and built a dog park and everything, and then they just contracted out to a third party that does all the maintenance so that they don't get the complaints at City Hall anymore. There's a phone number that you call a third party to get
it's one way to do it.
Do we want that?
What's the cost?
But
I'm surprised a lot of people.
There's a lot of liability.
So there's not much maintenance on that
park because they did give us a little. Who gave us that information? Maybe it was you that gave us the background.
Well, and I don't think people. I think there's a romanticizing the idea of a dog park where I let my dog off leash and he runs free and has fun, as compared with the reality of the cities that built them. People don't necessarily want to take their dogs to that dog park.
It's
because in order to make it maintenance friendly, it doesn't have lush green grass that's mowed every week because a dog park, the grass gets worn out, so they have to do
some other type of surface that's some kind of mulch or something else, and that's, yeah. Then, so
the truth is, Lone Mountain's a dog park. Go run the wild.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
I don't know
this was the dog park.
It hit number three, but yeah. I feel like that's easily more.
I feel like there could be opportunity on the west side for something maybe someday.
I feel like we should prioritize other features first, but that's just me.
I'm not for that. I prioritize the dog park.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we do, and I mentioned this, the city council, they've asked me a couple times to come and just explain what the situation is now. All of our parks allow dogs. You're responsible to clean up after them right away, and you have to have them under control on a leash. The difference at a dog park would be you let them into an area, double fencing, and you can take them off the leash.
Yeah, because I visit all the parks, and there's a lot of people walking that want to let them off leash.
Right.
And they do.
Yes.
And it causes a major problem.
Yeah.
So it is a necessary for our city to have one.
And you have to have a big dog park and a small dog park.
Yeah. Make sure you section off. Well, and some of them they'll do multiple, three or four different sections so they can let an area rest. They close it off and let it rest while it's being maintained or something happens there. So we would, if we were going that direction, we definitely want to do some thoughtful design for large dogs, small dogs.
I don't necessarily think we need to divide it. I think we just have one, like the dog won't call it good.
Every dog for themselves.
Yeah. Because like I've been to all those other parks and there's never any dog in the small one. They all just
don't go on the regular side. Yeah.
Sorry, tangent.
I have a question, and maybe Bruce can answer this. What if we did a dogs only event? Would we be willing to have a space in our park for like a one time where we can allow them off leash and have like temporary fencing and have like a dogs event? Is like a, let's try this in our community.
What if we do it on a weeknight between the youth conference tournament Saturdays where the fencing's already there?
Just yeah.
We fence it all, seriously, we close it all up.
We do a dog splash in our pool and we get 300 to 400 dogs.
One of those boys easily.
Really?
For 3 hours.
And I think that might be a great way to engage the
community. Awesome.
So from your standpoint, in reality, I'm assuming you're a dog owner?
Yeah.
As a dog owner, where in the city would you prefer it to be located?
Shaded. Like,
yes.
Like,
so that's the
Bountiful
that's
one is all shaded,
uh-huh.
But it doesn't even have grass. The problem with North Salt Lake, Woods Cross, is it's like right there on the freeway.
It's really hot. Small.
Well, and it doesn't have to be big. Like, Bountiful's is really small, and it works. It's right next to another park, so kids could play while the dog's doing its thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's important to understand, I like your idea of having an event just to see what the demand might be, because for me, my dog's little, so my yard is plenty big, and she is kind of nervous, so I don't think she would necessarily enjoy being, she'd have to know the dogs really well.
Forcing your dog to socialize.
My dog will socialize, but she's going to be nervous around, if there's three or four dogs in one space, she's going to be.
Did everybody hear what Clint said that they do?
Yes, we do a dog splash.
We do our little waiting pool, and
we get like 300 to 400 dogs in 3 hours. Like, there's tons of dogs.
Oh, wow. Cool. So
what we do is we do like a small dogs first hour, and all dogs the last 2 hours. So like the small dogs stay, but
if they're in
Clearfield.
And they do Dogapalooza every year at the rec center on the outdoor.
I have never taken my dog to that.
It's nasty and gross, but it's fun.
While we were boating one day, she's like,
I think if you had like a park area, even if you didn't just throw out some water things out there, like the temporary fence, I kind of like to just see what response will be. I think you'll get a great response because dog owners, they just love to bring their dogs to things.
I think that'll be a lot of work for grass and whatever for you, depending on how long.
We'd
be picking up poop at the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Maybe park from the fireworks. Like, there's like these round.
That's fairy rings. It's a fungus that we're working on.
Oh, my. Like, what are we doing here with these circles?
They're
like,
this is like dead.
They're aliens.
I was like, oh, I remember the fireworks. Like,
yeah, no, we have, I spent just this week actually got some treatments that we're going to try on. It's called fairy ring. It's a fungus that is in the soil and it grows bigger.
So the hard part is, it sounds like the dog park, you almost need to have it next to something that there's something else for families to do while you're there with the dog, rather than just a park that's just a dog, right? Is that accurate?
Not 100% necessarily.
Yeah, they kind of are still watching their dog.
I think that's
they need to be in there with their dog.
Yeah, you got to be
in Park City. That's they have at least the dog park I know of is surrounded by rugby, football, soccer, baseball, softball fields, and anyway, it is not shaded. They have like a few triangular shades, but it's not shaded. And every now and then when I've gotten there to ride, you know, mountain bikes and stuff. Just depends on the time of the day and maybe the day of the week.
Yeah.
But there might be 3 dogs in there. I mean, or 10.
Yeah.
It seems like there's more dogs in there when, you know, obviously a function is going on. Dad's playing softball. Little brother's playing rugby, football, whatever. So.
Sounds like community park.
So we've got 3 minutes now left in our meeting. So, Clint, did you have anything else, like any like quick remarks? You went through this.
Well, I just, you know, the thought was like maybe trying to see if we could get his name is Tom O'Rourke to maybe review it once we feel like we're in a good spot. I wasn't sure if there's a budget for it, or like maybe thoughts talk to Bryce and see if he's okay with me reaching out. I don't know. But
I feel like we do have money set aside for this, right?
We did, but it expired with July 1.
Yeah.
So
did
we do not.
We don't anymore.
We're not able to earmark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we not carry that forward?
They wouldn't let me.
So there's some of the rap tax that's not allocated that you can ask to use some of that unallocated portion. I think 5% of the rap tax is not allocated.
I don't know if it can. Do you think it could be used for that, for planning?
For the master plan?
Yes.
Master planning?
I would think so. Yeah. Parks master plan is for parks at parks and recreation.
Planning the infrastructure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Or you can put all the positions to the council just for something out of the general fund. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't meet the criteria that we have to do. They also have contingency of things that come up throughout the budget year that weren't budgeted for that they can say, okay, this is something we're going to towards.
Haley, I'm happy to make a request that we get that before the council, because I feel like you guys have worked really hard and I didn't realize that had been removed, or I would have.
And I know you mentioned that last time that it was going to expire. And I know, but you were also going to work to try, and it sounds like you got it denied.
There's money budgeted for the city's master plan, which may have some extra that could help.
Do we want to try the Trails Committee guy that did theirs for?
I think we should meet with him.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That way, because we might be chasing that budget money for a couple of months.
And he helped him with, like, the, is it more on the aesthetic side, or was it the
budget? I don't know. I understood that he did the whole thing for him from when he was here, the Trails Committee guy.
Yeah, I think they gave him photographs and
yeah, did he, like,
maybe
do
an
the
outline,
whole,
and then he kind of fleshed it right
out. Okay.
So, I mean, I'm happy to give him a contact, give him a call.
Okay.
Do you still have his contact info?
Somewhere. Yeah, I can dig it out.
Get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I'm sure I can. I'm sure Brian said that to me, so I'll find it. Okay, so let's between now and next meeting, this kind of becomes our priority moving forward, right? So now that we're through, like, we won't have any more movies in the park stuff, we won't have any, like, 4th of July stuff, at least, like, not a whole lot. We still got some time capsule things, but I think this, through the rest of the year, becomes kind of our number one thing. So between now and then, please go through this. I'll send out probably weekly reminders so that we're going through that. Because what I don't want to have to do is spend a whole committee meeting reading through this.
Yeah.
I don't have to.
Do you want us just to make out our comments?
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Feel free to do that. Mark it up, whatever you want to do. So.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Clint motions.
I'll second.
Tiffany seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. What's the story with 30? What?